You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Firstly, with the climate emergency always on our footsteps, there are always going to be improvements that could be made. And that goes for everyone in society. And if you've been tuning in with me for a while now, you would know that I've talked a lot about waste minimization, packaging, the circular economy, and that sort of stuff. And with the Zero Waste Network having hosted a global summit last week, I took the opportunity to talk to their chairperson, Marty Crawford, about New Zealand and the circular economy. I started off by asking why our economy doesn't work.
Our current economic system doesn't work because anyone, any company, any producer can make any package or product they want, and they don't have to take responsibility for it.
And what steps should we be taking so that that isn't the case?
Well, zero waste is all about not producing the waste at the front end. So zero waste is about eliminating the production and the manufacture of materials that become waste. So that's where it starts, at the front end. Zero waste is not about trying to recycle everything that every producer and manufacturer wants to make. That's not it at all. It's about making things that don't become waste. So making compostable packaging or making other packaging that can be recovered and recycled. And that applies to every single product. It's getting the producers and the manufacturers of those products to take responsibility for their products rather than the system we have in place now.
So when it comes to areas like waste minimization, we've had the government put in a fund for waste minimization. What impact could this have?
Yeah, that has an impact, but it has a limited impact because if you can fund as many projects and companies and organizations as you like, but if you're still allowing companies to make whatever type of rubbish they want and put that on the marketplace, you'll never be able to recover it and reduce waste. So it takes more than the Waste Minimization Fund. It actually takes regulation from the government to get producers and manufacturers to take responsibility for their products so that if they're going to introduce a product to the marketplace, it has to have a chain of custody where it can be collected back and recovered and put back into the system. It's called a circular economy. We all keep talking about it, but we don't seem to have a whole lot of action towards it.
That leads quite well into my next question, which was, what steps do we need to be taking so that we are moving towards having a circular economy? Because it is very much talked about a lot, as well as terms like the donut economy, but there's not a huge amount of, say, action right in front of us.
No, there hasn't been. We've been reliant on a free market economy in this country for, you know, decades, and we need to look to countries like the Japanese or the Europeans. Countries where the government has played a much, much larger role in regulating manufacturers to take responsibility for their own products. That's what it comes down to. You know, at the end of the day, if we can't reuse it, if we can't recycle it, if we can't compost it, then we simply shouldn't be making it.
How can individuals take part in making sure that this does happen, or should they have any responsibility at all?
Well, absolutely they have to have responsibility. And then a lot of people are taking responsibility. If you look at a lot of the people walking around now with keep cups and reusable cups, if you look at people that are shopping shops that don't sell anything in packaging, where they're bringing their own packaging to buy in bulk stores and bulk bins, a lot are trying to take responsibility for that. But then if you walk down a supermarket aisle or an aisle in a large retail shop, you could probably say not a whole lot of responsibility has been taken by the producers of those products, because they know that all that packaging and those materials are single use. They're going to be used once, and it's going straight to a landfill. That's the part we have to change.
And when it comes to having a circular economy, obviously a lot of the time it's working on, say, a national scale with just in New Zealand or Australia or Japan or wherever else. But how does this all work on, say, an international scale, especially seeing as we see a lot of products coming from overseas where the regulations might not be the same?
Well, I think you'd be surprised at how far ahead the rest of the planet is when it comes to reducing waste, working towards zero waste and recycling compared to us. So I wouldn't put New Zealand as the recipient of a whole bunch of someone's bad packaging. If you look at most of the rest of the world, they've had deposits on beverage containers for 20, 30, and 40 years, which increases the recycling rate from 30 or 40% to 80 to 90%. We don't. We have a 30 or 40% recycling rate for beverage containers. We don't have advanced recycling fees on electronic waste. A lot of other countries do. We're one of the biggest dumpers of electronic waste on the planet. We don't have advanced recycling fees on tires. A lot of other countries do, which means zero tires go to landfill. In this country, 85% of our tires go to landfill. So it's actually, we need to put the regulation in place that the rest of the world has put in place over the last 2 and 3 decades.
Okay, now are there any other comments you'd like to make?
Well, I just think, you know, it's a very topical subject. I think last year a Colmar-Brunton poll showed that, the buildup of plastic in the environment was the number one concern of New Zealanders, and it ranked ahead of affordable housing. Like, we're all thinking of this right now. We all want to do something, but we need help from Wellington. That'd be my thoughts.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.